This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. This has been one of those weeks, I think, where it was more about the economic currents and cross currents than it was about cold, hard data. I mean, we did have some of that too, but it's a mood thing I'm mostly talking about here. And here to talk a little bit more about all of that are Catherine Rampell from The Washington Post, Jordan Holman, also from The New York Times. Hey, you two.
Hey, Kai.
Hey, Kai.
So, Jordan, let me start with you and the one, you know, really significant piece of data we did get this week. Retail sales, they were up. Yay, go consumers. But at the same time, as you wrote in the paper today, layoffs at Macy's and Wayfair. What the what?
Yes. Well, so we always hear from retailers the few weeks after Christmas that they are either closing stores or they're laying off. That's kind of like a normal pacing that we hear from them. But what's interesting about Macy's and Wayfair is that they said they're laying off to eliminate layers, a lot of its middle management. And they're attributing that to saying we need to make decisions quicker. We need to be closer to our consumer. And so overall, I just feel like that's saying there's still some misalignment between how retailers are positioned to respond to shoppers' needs, and they're just trying to get closer to that as the consumer keeps changing.
Well, so say a little bit more about the consumer changing, because, you know, we're buying stuff. What more do they want?
Well, so not everyone's benefiting. Macy's and Wayfair have both struggled on the sales side because they're selling apparel and furniture. And those are the categories that have been really weak over the past year. So, you know, if you're a company that's selling the products or if you're selling food and groceries like the Walmarts of the world, you're really you're seeing boom times. But a company like a Macy's, they have to figure out, as people are pulling back on their key categories, how they're going to save money and kind of protect themselves during this year ahead.
Right, right. Fair enough. Okay, thank you for the clarification. Now, Catherine Rampell, The American Consumer. Learned this morning from the good people at the University of Michigan, consumer sentiment is way up. We're feeling pretty good. Our inflation expectations are down. Do you suppose this economy has turned a corner with the consumer?
I think there was a little bit of a lag between how good the economy looked on paper and how consumers felt about it. So in some sense, the economy turned a corner before all of this, right? Like we were already seeing inflation coming down. Unemployment has been very low, under 4% for over 2 years. Oh. Again, GDP has been strong, et cetera. But as we've talked about many times before, consumers were still really grouchy. And I think partly what's going on is that maybe consumers have gotten a little more acclimated to the higher prices. You know, again, price growth has come down, but that doesn't mean price levels have come down and come down. So I think it took a little bit of time before people got used to that and stopped having sticker shock every time they went to the grocery store. So I think that's part of it. Real wages are up, meaning wages after you account for inflation. That was not the case a while ago, but it is the case now. So I think all of those things put together suggest that consumers are feeling a little bit less anxious about how prices are going to change, what their job prospects look like, et cetera.
Which is good. We don't want consumers to be anxious. But Catherine, let me ask you this, and it's a kind of a subjective question, but I'm going to pop it to you in a different way. You're at a dinner party, you're chit-chatting with your seatmate, and they say, Catherine, you cover the economy all the time. What do you think the actual state of the economy is? What are you going to say?
I would say I think it looks pretty darn good. Certainly way better than anybody had expected not too long ago. You know, a year ago, a year and a half ago, there were all of these calls for recession. So far, knock on wood, we have escaped that. It looks like we're very close to this coveted soft landing. Beyond that, the economy looks even better on many metrics than had been forecast at this point before the pandemic happened. Like if you look back at what the Congressional Budget Office or the International Monetary Fund or others had expected this economy to look like in terms of how many jobs there would be or how big gross domestic product output, GDP, would be right now, we are exceeding even those pre-COVID forecasts, which you would not expect given that COVID, you'd think, would have a big scarring effect on the U.S. economy. And most economies around the world are not doing better than had been forecast before the pandemic. So on a lot of metrics, things look pretty good.
Jordan, same basic question to you. Use the lens, though, of your area of coverage, which is retail and consumers. How do you think retailers, and let's remind everybody that something like 70% of all the activity in this economy is spending by or on behalf of consumers, right? How do you think retailers would answer the question of how's this economy doing?
Well, I know that they are very happy that the recession did not happen and that people haven't greatly pulled back on spending as was expected. I think they would say that people are still willing to buy. They're being very choiceful. And so retailers are all trying to position themselves as value in whatever way that means for them, trying to say, like, if you only have this much to spend, spend it with us. So they're thinking about the messaging right now. They're thinking about pricing. So that's going to be tough conversations with their suppliers over margins. You're going to just see them be a lot more exact when it comes to their decisions because they know that anything could change. And another thing they're really thinking about is how that consumer confidence that we're seeing real strong right now might change this year as we get closer to the election. That's something I'm hearing about a lot, that uncertainty.
Jordan, sorry, super quick. One more thing for you. Kristen Schwab did a piece for us yesterday about deals and bargains and how, retailers are using them and consumers want them. Just that thing you said about pricing power. Do you think retailers think they have pricing power right now in this economy?
That's a great question. I think the calculation definitely has changed that they have a lot more pricing power than they did before, especially like maybe this time last year. But they know they have to be careful. This time last year, they were very much celebrating. You know, you heard the Coca-Colas of the world, like, yeah, we passed our higher prices on to the consumer. You hear that less now, but once prices stay high, they usually don't fall. So I guess you don't have to celebrate as much.
Catherine, last one to you. And it's about things you've been writing about this week. The spirit of bipartisanship, small though it may be, that has broken out in the Congress of the United States around the child tax credit. It is remarkable for the bipartisanship and also economically positive. You got about 45 seconds.
Yeah, so it looks like a bipartisan tax deal is shaping up. It's sort of a set of trades, an expansion of the existing child tax credit to essentially make it available to more low-income families or to increase its value to low-income families. The biggest gains, in fact, are for poor kids and those considered near poor. So that's, in my view, great news. In exchange for the child tax credit stuff, there is also a set of business tax breaks, most of which had already been on the books and then had expired at the end of 2022. So Republicans got a little of something, Democrats got a little of something, arguably the American people got quite a lot of good things. This hasn't passed yet, I should clarify, but I think this is a really encouraging breakthrough that occasionally Congress can actually cut deals and get stuff done.
I was just chuckling because the Democrats getting something and the Republicans getting something and the American people getting something. That's the way it's supposed to work, you guys.
It is
Come
that it shouldn't be so remarkable, and yet it
on.
is.
And yet it is. Catherine M. Pell at the Washington Post, Jordan Holman at the New York Times. Thanks, you two.
Thanks, Guy.
Thanks.